HKX, monitoring.
VWA, mobile.
KO4, HKX, it's about time you get out of bed and get moving.
I was supposed to have been on the road at 7:20 this morning. I just now have gotten out. My wife let us both oversleep by over an hour.
For her.
No. She runs the alarm clock. She rolls me out in the morning, so I depend on her. Yeah, I tell you what, we both kind of slept in this morning by almost exactly 1 hour. Man, I got to go down to Donald's, South Carolina today and pick up a load of wood for me and a buddy of mine. Sound like fun?
Loaded by hand?
Oh yeah. I'll lose a couple of pounds today. After them hot dogs last night, I figure I better.
I'd be out of bed yet, keeping you up that late.
I did get home just in time to go hit the hot tub for a few minutes and then go get into bed. So, that worked out pretty good.
I got home a little before 10 last night.
Up over 276, or do you go up 26 and out 64?
I go up 25 and then cut across a little back road called Crab Creek in Canoga.
Trying to picture where that's at. You go up 25, and you don't go all the way to 26 on 25?
No, sir. You get off there at exit 5, I believe it is, or 7, I can't remember. But it's the Spartanburg Highway. And I'll park my truck at a buddy's garage there on Upward Road. So I got to change vehicles and all that. And then from there, I'm on a 2-lane road.
That's not so bad since you're not taking your truck all the way into the house. Well, in the meantime, out to the salt mines.
For you.
Lifetime sweating. About time I stop sweating and doing all that stuff that makes you sweat. I'm all about having some fun. Matter of fact, I got home and my wife says, well, what are you doing Thursday? I said, well, it's the maiden voyage, a maiden flight of that new airplane. I just all I got to do is tie up the loose ends and button it up, and I'm ready to take it out for the first time. And I think Dave and I are going to take it out for the first time on Thursday afternoon. She says, this says rain Wednesday afternoon into Thursday and Friday. Yay.
Rain quite a bit this weekend. I was hoping it wouldn't because I'm supposed to be out of town this weekend, Friday and Saturday, come back Sunday over at the Rod Run, so I was hoping it would be nice.
Oh, no. Is it going to rain Saturday?
This weekend that hurricane is moving in.
Got a fly-in on Saturday, and if it's raining at all, they'll call it off. Hunter's got her first baseball game of the season on Saturday. I'm going to go over and take my generator over, get it fired up, set up for the fly-in, and then run up to the ball game, and then come back to the fly-in. Man, listen, you're going to have to turn the spigot off.
I don't have any control over that spigot, but I'm looking at WeatherBug right now, and it's showing chance of rain Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Are they giving a percentage of probability?
Yeah, anywhere from 30 to 50%, and Friday and Saturday are the highest.
Out for Saturday, that means they think they sort of kind of maybe might know. And 30% means, well, there's a chance, and we're going to call it 30% just in case it does a little bit. And then 50% is, well, we think it might, but it might not. So do you get over 50%, then it's noncommittal.
I'll start paying a whole lot of attention to it until about 3 days out. That's when I've noticed that they tend to be a little closer to what they're talking about anyway.
I generally will start looking at it at 72 hours out, 3 days out. And then at 48, I'm starting to perk up. And then at 36, I think they're starting to get a pretty good idea. But even at that, you know, it's only 50-50 for them to hit it right at 24.
Well, Steve, I'm going to hop off here. I got customers rolling in finally. So I'll give you a shout later. Be safe out there. Try to do a little something. And I'll talk to you later, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, 7-3.
Hey, Patrick, enjoyed last night, buddy, and we got to do that again next month. And I hope it goes okay for your Saturday. And I'll talk to you again sometime through the day. I'm going down to Donald's, and I might want to do a range check. So have a good day, bud. KO4HKX, KN4VWA, clear.
KD4FDI.
And said we need to do some more work, so which is not cool at all. So they're having to scramble and get done before tomorrow.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. My break goes well, and I heard from Christina. You didn't tell me. She told me that you said you got all the work done already, so is there a whole lot more just a little bit left?
I think it's not too much. I think it's kind of a little bit, so hopefully not too bad.
Okay, love you, and good to hear you. Now you want to get out of there. Get to work, but thanks for being on KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Hopefully everything goes through and we'll sell the house tomorrow, so.
Well, that'd be exciting. Well, good. That's a big day. Let me know, okay? Because I heard something from Christina. I thought, but Jonathan hadn't told me. How'd you know? So thanks for letting me know, son. We'll pray that it goes well, W4FCM.
Hey, Dad, love you. Have a great day. We'll catch you later, W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Thank you, and always look forward to hearing you. I'll turn it on 6:15 and wait for you. And the guy's finished talking. I think, oh, well, he'll be there. All right, W4FCM is time.